Hey, it's the February 26th. No, it's not. Is it February?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the leap day.
It's the end of February.
Didn't I say February last month and y'all got on my case about saying February weird?
I mean, probably.
I think that was a dream you had.
No, I remember editing that part specifically because it was the very beginning. Well, welcome to the Bizarre Briefing for February 2016. I'm Bryce Castillo. Also, we've got Brent Hughes.
Hi.
And John Tilton.
Yo.
The three of us are the behind-the-scenes staff of Bizarre Magic. We make scam stuff, scam school, the modern rogue, all sorts of good stuff happen to your faces. First off, a little bit of housekeeping, because this is kind of a funny story.
I'm nervous about what this story is about.
It'll be funny.
It's fine. So last month, we finally brought the Bizarre Briefing over to YouTube on the Scam Stuff channel.
Right.
But we had actually planned to do that in November.
Yeah.
I remember we had that whole episode where we kind of geared it.
Let's talk about who we actually are.
Yeah, like, and whatever channel you're seeing this on, be sure to subscribe. Because there was like a moment where we weren't exactly sure when to bring it over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't have any of that on the last episode of like who we are. So welcome back to the Scam Stuff channel.
Wow.
Hi.
Yo.
And welcome to February, the end of February.
Yeah. Welcome to February.
Welcome. Well, goodbye to February.
Yeah.
Especially today. Today's a leap day. Today's the leap day.
Wow.
Wow.
What a special rare occasion.
Yeah, this show would honor such a day. It's
never forget.
It's incredibly improbable.
February 29th.
Well, not only that, it's the Monday. So it's like if this day didn't exist, we would have like this bizarrely early bizarre briefing.
We would have had to do it last week.
I know, and that would have been what, the 21st? It's like, look at that. That's not the last Monday.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Mm-mm. So that's great. Playing the odds.
Wow.
We're odds.
Yeah.
Today, you should go buy a lottery ticket. That's my tip. That's my tip.
I bet a lot of people buy lottery tickets.
I'm not
going to
officially endorse that, but do whatever you want, though. Within the law.
Yeah. So welcome back. A lot of stuff has happened this month.
Yeah,
we have a lot of sort of housekeeping ish sort of like official things started.
Yeah,
Modern Rogue is becoming pretty regular.
Uh huh.
It's taking its fiber and coming out.
This month we started putting on the official Scam School channel, starting with the hacking the Taco Bell menu thing.
Right, right.
That was like pretty early in the month.
Yeah, and then
wow, that was this month.
For a short month,
that feels like it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, because
that was extra
two or 3 weeks ago. And then we had Burner Phones come out last Thursday.
Right.
Which is also doing pretty well. You've kind of taken the charge on Modern Rogue and getting its direction sort of figured out. Like, how is that experience going as you sort of like probe out ways to do it because the format is still so open and undefined.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's always the funnest part of the editing process is like sitting down and figuring out like, okay, what makes sense for this? Like what is the content that makes sense to include in this? Like what kind of stuff needs to be cut out because it's not a great fit? What kind of assets am I building? What kind of music am I using? All of this kind of stuff is a good fun thing.
Good.
But yeah, it's still very amorphous. Still very in changing shape and figuring out what it is. There are some things we've kind of locked into, but we just recently shot some more episodes. So I think once we get like a good
couple more episodes under the belt,
then it'll start like really taking shape. And it's kind of like, it's funny because the other day Brian was like, we were shooting a thing and Brian was like being really specific about like stuff that's in the background and everything. And I was just like, it doesn't matter, dude. Like if you look at Scam School, right? These are like the first five episodes of Scam School. right? And nobody knows, like, nobody remembers how rough the first five episodes of Scam School were. Mm. Like, they were pretty rough. Like, they were published in the wrong aspect ratio. The audio was rough, the video was rough.
Yeah.
And also, like, Brian hadn't really, like, figured out the style and voice of Scam School yet. Mm. So those are, like, kind of weird outlier episodes.
Yeah. And but he wants to hit the ground running, and sure. I think that's what's feeling.
I think we're off to a far better start than Scam School was. Mm. But I do think a lot of stuff is just going to come in time, you know, and there's really no catalyzing that.
Mm-mm-mm.
So,
well, it's good, and I think the episodes that have come out are fantastic. Like, as a starting point, yeah. Head and shoulders above.
Sure.
The start of Scam School.
Yeah.
You're better than Scam School.
Thanks. I've always said that about myself.
Wake up every morning. You're better than Scam School.
You're better.
I've just got one of those flip calendars, and just every day it says that.
I heard you say that, and I thought, that sounds like a thing Brant would do, is get a flip calendar.
It actually
like
kind of does. Yeah. I wish I had one, but... Yeah.
That's a great, like, that's just like a little old-timey thing, too, having a tear-away calendar.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still make those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just, I think most of the time these days, they're kind of cheap.
Oh.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can't get, like,
paper.
You can't get a good, like, premium rip-away calendar.
Right.
Right. I want silk pages.
It's all these crappy one-ply.
Yeah.
Thin,
like, what are you doing?
A lot of acid bleed.
It's got like pictures of Oklahoma, like, landscape on it, and it's like, well, great.
Yeah, that's not even the mountainy states.
Yeah.
You can get the nice ones, but they're usually created for the audience that's not us, right? So, like, if you were, you know, I'm thinking of like shops that Kelsey shops at, and it's like those totally have those like really nice, but then they're just like all flowery. Like, I mean, unless you want flower, you know.
I'm open to suggestions.
Like, as long as you have
floral
one
print that's is big right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you find the right, you know, what's it called, market to be like a part of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You'll find the quality pages, but it might not be the images that you.
Okay.
That you prefer.
Okay.
Hmm. So.
Yeah.
We got that down pat.
Yeah.
Everybody now is a master at finding the Terry pages. Sorry, I'm trying to do two different things right now. Okay, so Modern Rogue officially coming out. They're coming out. I don't think it's trying to do it weekly, but
we would like to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is already repeating what Bryce said, but yeah, I think they're all really good episodes. And seeing kind of the conversation about what episodes are coming up, I think that's going to be just continue to be a great show that, you know, really covers stuff that we've just never been able to cover before that Brian's always been passionate about. So it's pretty exciting.
Yesterday, because we shot a couple of episodes of Modern Rogue episodes, I won't spoil what they are. Though everybody was Instagramming and tweeting pictures throughout the day of what it was. So we had finished up Weird Things after the shoot, and Brian was like, man, I'm really excited because this feels like the culmination of everything. Like, this is like like when he was doing BB on the Road and he wanted to get a TV show, and then it turned into Scam School. It's kind of, I think he feels like it's kind of another step like that of just like, making more of what he wants.
Right.
And I think he's over the moon about it.
Yeah.
But I won't speak for Brian.
Sure. He seems pumped.
He seems pumped. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Modern Rogue. Another thing that is sort of back is Behind the Scam.
True.
The past 2 weeks, we have... been putting out Friday videos. I guess we can break it down just a little bit about Behind the Scam. It went away right after Black Friday. Because we weren't releasing a lot of new products, and it was sort of like the timing, you know, we were better focused on just filling and getting the holiday sales stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we brought it back, and there was an administrative thing, and so we weren't exactly sure if we could even call it Behind the Scam for a little bit. And now that's settled.
Right.
But I believe either next week or maybe the week after, it will officially be back to Behind the Scam.
Gotcha.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It's a good name for a show. It was kind of funny though, because I think we were kind of trying to wait to see, you know, if we should be calling a new show, if we should try to reformat it or what would go on. And but what was happening was then we weren't really releasing a lot of new products, and we wanted to get back into that. And so I'm glad we kind of just went with it, even if you had that kind of awkward titling stuff at the beginning, because that, you know, it really let us be able to start, you know, bringing people cool products again, which is what we want to do with Scam stuff.
Right. And so the wrench building, which we talked about last month when we did the Bizarre Briefing, we had just shot the Dennis Rogers wrench building interview set.
Yes.
And then Solved just came out last week.
Yeah, that one it was funny because I got the stock for that, and I was like, you know, we had sold some similar things, and I was like, I think this one's really good. I just didn't know how popular it would be. And then we made the email for it, and then I made the animated GIFs that'll go in the email, and I was just like, crap, I did not order enough. Like, the GIF was just so, like, it just perfectly showed what's so cool about the product. And, you know, everything we put on Scam stuff we think is awesome. And so it's like everything we would want to, you know, carry a ton of stock of. But it just comes to the, you know, it's like, well, you know, how can you have some, you can't always have something that's awesome and then also show people how awesome it is in that email. And when the email came together, I saw it happen and I was like, dang it, we don't have enough inventory, before I sent the email out. And then it sent out and we like sold out in a couple hours, but we have more on the way, so that's super good. But it was just one of those funny things where
you never really
know, and that's always true.
And we've talked about that, like, on the show before, of like not exactly knowing, you know, what the right amount is. There's not like a science. It's not an exact science.
Yeah, exactly. Because we try to have a diversity too. So you don't always know, you know, what, if you sell something that's completely different than what you did before, you can't always know what it's going to sell. And so stuff that is similar, we'll have a much better idea on. But if something is, you know, just different than what we've done in the past, it's hard to gauge. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the product, but.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So Behind the Scam stuff, getting back into gear. It's looking really good. I'm excited that all this stuff is back.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that's like back? I think that's it as far as like the YouTube channel like changes. Yeah. And that's a lot for a month.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. But it's good. I think we're trying to be a little more efficient and start getting more and more stuff out, and I think that is coming to fruition. I think everybody's excited about it.
Yeah
Thumbs up.
Good stuff.
All right, so we announced this on Night Attack last week. No, 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. Oh my goodness, how do I not remember? We announced the day and date for South by Southwest, the live Night Attack.
Right.
In years past, the guys have just tried to have a party and have musicians there and just do like a concert thing. And this year they're doing a live Night Attack episode from South by Southwest. And so that's going to be March 12th here in downtown Austin. Well, there in downtown Austin.
Right.
2 to 5 p.m. at the Brew Exchange. And I believe we're going to have the Possum Posse to do a music set. And then
great.
Brian and Justin and friends will be doing a live Night Attack. And so we got that announced, and we're pumped for it. I'm still like, I kind of have been trying to get everything put into place for it, because it's 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like stuff that I'm waiting on and like people I'm waiting to hear back from, and like the panic is kind of, the tension's starting to get a little higher. But I think we're going to have a really great show. And
and for people who don't know, Night Attack is a live comedy show that Brian streams out.
Yes, sorry. Nightattack.tv is where you can find it. It's a live comedy podcast, and Tim and Justin, who Justin's been on some Scam School stuff. Like he was on the original Behind the Scam stuff when it was like live streams.
He was on the Behind the Scam stuff. He's been on like two or three episodes of Scam School, not including the two or three ads he's been featured in.
Right. And he's coming into town next week, so it sounds like we're gonna try to shoot some Scam Schools with him.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be good.
Yeah. So South by Southwest is coming. Last year we shot the South by So Wasted concert.
And that was with Tay Allen and the Possum Posse. That was
the Possum Posse, Dual Core, and Tropex. Tay Allen and Justin sang her Mass Text.
Right.
But Dual Core was the featured guest. And one of the things that kind of just was like a hurdle in me putting out that full episode, because people have asked for the full concert, is that the recording for Dual Core's set was not as good as the Possum Posse set, just because of the way it was mixed live, and the audio that we ended up getting out of it. I've asked Roberto to help do audio for South by Southwest so that we can get more of it. Hopefully we can get all of it out right from the gate. And then my assumption is the guys might try to do another concert film like they did last year, that little 30-40 minute thing where they talked and we watched music bits.
I forgot that they did that.
Yeah, that was...
that was like a last minute kind of like, hey,
we shot it at days after.
Yeah, it was a thing where they were like, hey, we're doing this thing now. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have to see what comes out of this. But hopefully by having another set of hands around that we can have an even better recording of everything.
Right. Waffle Officus asked if there are going to be any Scam School shoots during the week of South by Southwest, more or less.
So he says the 9th through the 15th, and the show's on the 12th. I think that is going to be right after the Scam School shoot thing that we are looking at.
Because we're going to do a Tuesday.
Hopefully.
Next week is the plan.
So
the 8th.
That would be the 8th, right. So we're doing this in a partnership with a local group this time, because I guess they reached out to us, and they don't announce. They're like a puzzle group. They like kind of like those pub quiz groups.
They're like the National Treasure, but small scale.
Right.
They're like, we're gonna steal this local government constitution.
Yes, we're gonna steal the Texas government constitution.
Yeah.
And give it to Mexico. And so the way that they do their announcements is, so it's going to be on the 8th, but they're going to put out a puzzle on the 4th. And the solution to the puzzle is, I think, the date and time of the location, which is a fun idea for puzzle people. It's very worrying for anybody who has to set this up to reliably be there.
Yeah.
But I think they get people to come out for it, so I'm not too worried about that. I hope we can get some of that stuff squared out today. But
cool.
And then after that, it's South by for 2 weeks, so I don't know that we'll have one during. We'll probably have one after South by.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Shrug.
Don't have to apologize to me. I'm going to be there at all of them.
All right. Yeah. That's a good attendance record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really fun back before I started working on Scam School. And then Brian was like, hey, do you want to come to a Scam School shoot? And I was like, not really.
Really?
And then I just didn't.
You mean a...
back when the old production
crew was in California?
No, in Austin before we took over.
Oh, okay.
Oh, before you took over. Got it.
Because I know you've mentioned
I was like, how would you not go now? I was like, what? It didn't make any sense.
I
know what time you're talking about now.
You wanted to get into making Scam School, kind of. Yeah.
So. But yeah, I went a couple times before we started, and it was like all of the nervous, stressful atmosphere of a Scam School shoot without
something to do.
Without something to do.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I'm standing here and it's like, okay, I can watch you do some tricks and then I can just like stand in a corner, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not fun.
Yeah. There's something on the topic here about is this a game? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the game we talked about last month.
Yeah.
If you can guess.
So we did this off the air with you.
Oops.
Yeah.
That's right. I think it was right after the show.
Yeah.
So because of the naming and titling of Scam School episodes on YouTube is not always descript.
I'll be good at this. Bryce, I'll destroy you if we play this game.
Okay. I think you will. It sounds like you've probably pulled titles of YouTube videos for Scam Schools, and we're going to have to see what the trick or the episode. We're going to guess.
See if you just remember what that episode was.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's do it. Round one.
Here's an easy one.
Okay.
Wait. So, are we both playing? And how does it work? Are we buzzing in?
We're not doing points. This is just for funsies.
Okay. Just for fun. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an easy one, especially if you look at the comments, the flood of comments, because this one gets comments sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Make smart people look dumb.
Oh, is this a dimes puzzle?
And go ahead and play along in the chat if you, you know.
No Googling.
Yeah.
Is this like a one of those dimes puzzles?
No.
No?
It's a recent one.
No.
Is it not? No.
No.
Oh, is it
Oh, the chess. Is it the chess thing?
No.
And it's not bang your head with the quarter on it?
No.
Hmm. Oh, this is harder than I thought it would be. This is good. I like this.
Can you say it again?
Okay. Make smart... Smart is in all caps.
Mm.
People look dumb.
Is it the trick that fooled Einstein with the money in the pocket?
No, because that was called...
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't guess that first. Yeah, because I thought it was always called that. But that's the trick of the game.
Oh, There are certain categories of puzzles that I feel like I want to guess at.
Oh.
But I feel like that's not descriptive enough. Like,
right.
If I said, is it a math puzzle? That doesn't seem like it would be good enough. Makes smart.
Is it in the Scam School books?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
because that's how maybe. I would know. Because that's why I thought I might know a lot of these is because had to go through and I got so familiar with like, oh, that's that one. But that title sounds familiar, and so I'm trying to figure out if it's something that was covered in there.
I'm calling it, but I'm tapping out on this.
Yeah, okay. I'll call it, too.
So it's an episode where you have to name as many words as you can that don't have certain letters in them.
Oh,
and so you just end up counting from 1 to 100.
That's right. That's right. And that girl doesn't get it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a right. good trick, too.
I think that is in a Scam School book.
It is. Mm. I think so. All right.
Next one.
00.
Easy trick to get cheap beer.
Oh my god.
Is it one of the it's a money related one?
Yeah.
Is it the one where it's with a dollar bill
and the dollar is
the KJA one?
In two pint glasses.
No.
Is it the KJA bill one?
Where I think
it's that where you got I think Danny Garcia shows it.
We did a remix of this one last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remind the KJA bill, is it like a serial number thing?
Yeah, it's one where you have a certain number of cards. They read off the serial number, and you put down the cards to match the serial number.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
John, you're in the lead by one.
All right.
I should have gotten the last one. I'm mad I didn't get that last one.
Okay. Don't get punked at the bar. The classic barroom bar bet.
Is this the birthdays trick?
No.
I don't think it's the birthdays. It's,
Don't get
punked at the bar. I'm guessing it's one of the ones about, in this category, where, like, the quarter on the head or the... thumb cuffs with the pint glass on the...
No.
Is it in that category of things? I'm not even close.
No.
Don't get... barroom bet makes me think it's like a thing for a lot of people, which is why I thought the birthday, where you see if any two people have the same birthday.
It should be noted that punked is in all caps and classic is in all caps.
Is it P-U-N-K-E-D or apostrophe D?
Apostrophe D. Punked.
That was out of date when Scam School started.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get punked. Barroom bet. I think...
It's not like a short con one, right? Where you're like scamming someone out of like actual... Like one of those real scams where it's like...
Oh, it's not short change?
Okay.
No.
I think I give up on this one.
Is it okay? Is it the little ball of toilet paper and you make it disappear?
But
No, I don't got it.
All right, it's a trick where Brian has at a bar. He's got like a bunch of stuff out on the table, and he's got a little tray full of water. And he says, "What's the quickest way to get the water out of the tray?" And into a shot glass.
I don't even think I know this episode. Yeah,
so what you do is you basically put a bunch of matches down, you light them, and then stick the glass over the top of it, and it creates like a heat vacuum.
Okay, I do know this.
It's actually a really cool trick.
Yeah. I do know that episode now.
Okay.
Wow, I would have never guessed that, though.
Yep. the next one. Play mind games with your friends. Impromptu. No setup. No props.
What?
So it's not a card trick.
No.
Okay. I thought maybe that was part of the weird part was like you need a deck of cards, you need all the setup. Like,
and it's not the detect a liar because that one is a descript title.
Right.
Mind games with your friends.
Read it one more time.
Play mind games with your friends. Impromptu. No setup, no props.
It's got to be an older one.
Has there been a remix for this?
No.
No. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, there was like a real sweet spot of like 4 years ago when all the episode titles were like this. It's really great.
I think I give up on this one too.
Yeah, I don't. The with your friends is messing me up. I'm gonna call it
with your friends is why I think it's that one with the card trick and it's with those like five people. But we know it's not that one already. So unless that's not a card trick and I'm
is it a riddle? Is it just a riddle? Is it no? Okay,
no.
Because we've had some of those,
mm-hmm.
and I you know riddles can be impromptu.
Yeah, it's NIM.
No.
Ooh.
No.
It's not the original NIM.
Yeah.
It's just a variant on NIM.
But you still need props. You need
The calendar one?
No, it's the piles.
No, it's not piles. It doesn't have any props. Yeah, it's like a dates.
It's kind ways of thing. To do it without it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh my god.
NIM did cross my mind. I was stupid not to even bring it up, but All right. I think it was because I was so convinced that there was an actual like a title that wasn't like that for it.
All right, how many more do you have left?
Do
you want to do one more for 3 points?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. For the last one, create an unbelievable coincidence. This one's actually not the hardest.
This is when they're dealing down the cards and they both put the hands up. When it's I need to explain it better.
Is this Black magic?
No.
The props with the black... No.
Ooh. It's, what's the actual name of the trick, though? I'm pretty sure I know it. Shoot, I'm trying to think
can you figure out a way to
prove it.
Create an unbelievable coincidence.
It's like the
unbelievable
you do,
as all
kinds. You do as I do. I think it's called that somewhere else. And people, the I think they raise their thing? Hand. No, not the mirror.
Where you take a drink.
No, not that one. Oh. This is a card trick. It's a card trick,
it
right?
It is a card trick.
And they raise their hand. Do they not? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I don't think there's hand raising. But it sounds like you're close.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah, so it is... you bust out a new deck of cards. Brian gets one. The guest gets one. And then you go through a bunch of steps with, like...
Do you, like, shuffling spelling something out?
Stuff. No. You end up picking a card, and then you cut the deck, and then you give the deck to the other person, and then you go through and find your card, and then you put it down on the table. Both cards are the same. It's basically a key card principle.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm combining two things in my memory. I think that's probably what... Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
But I feel like the image that I'm thinking of for the YouTube screenshot is wrong. I think I'm actually thinking of the wrong screenshot. But I know what trick.
This is a very specific
it's very hard.
Game.
It is.
But if you're the type of person who could play it, it's very engaging.
I just want to run down a couple of these other titles real quick. Read Minds with Mental Mastery. Get Lucky.
Yeah.
Get Lucky. Ridiculously Lucky with two new card tricks.
That first one, I remember drawing the title page for that one's in the Scam School book, but I couldn't even tell you what it is. Mm. If I had to guess, it's the one where you write, where everyone writes it. You get the first answer right and you fold in those pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Okay. That's the one.
Aha!
Scam Hot Ladies at the Bar, Part 2.
That must be like the toothpick puzzle or the matchstick puzzle stuff. Like that.
It is where you do micro movements with the pendulum.
Okay.
And you pick a hand and he guesses that one.
That's right.
And then you pick a card and he like holds your hand as you point to
that's
him.
That's right.
And that was actually shot at the same time as Get Lucky, Ridiculously Lucky with two new card tricks. It's got all the same people.
Okay. Wow.
And then, let's see, couple of puzzles. Couple is in quotations. Couple.
Because you do it with couples?
With one couple, which is like half the Scam School episodes.
Okay.
That's not like Caged Copperheads and that kind of thing, like the snake. That's also probably another weird title.
It's
like that grid matchstick puzzle.
There are two matchstick puzzles. I don't remember what...
Those all blend together. I couldn't even tell you.
What are some of the last ones?
Let's see. Win $20 if you can figure out this one easy magic trick.
That's the whole show.
Is that a dart one?
No.
It's not a dart one.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What is that?
You actually said it earlier. It's a $20 bill in two shot glasses.
In the pint. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it shot glasses or pints?
Two shot glasses filled with water, and then you stick a card through them and push it out.
Awesome. That was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how much enjoyment anyone else would get out of it, but...
But, like, it's a good sign that we're at least... better than where we were before.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you go through the titles, like there might be some crazy stuff like come on. But at least you can remember what that episode was. At least you can look at a thing and be like, "Oh, it has matches in the title. So there's probably matches."
Yeah.
instead of win free beer with this magic trick. Yeah. It's like, "Okay. Okay."
Was this game brought up or you've been going through the wiki, the DCTVpedia wiki, for the Diamond Club, .tv has a wiki, that is based on like the shows Brian and other people do, like a lot of podcasts, and Scam School is listed on there, but not a lot of the episodes. have pages.
About half of them.
Yeah. About half of them. And I know you've started going through those.
Again, yeah. I used to do it really regularly mm-hmm. before I started working on the show. Mm-hmm. And then when I started working on the show, I just lost all time and motivation to do it. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't need any excuse to watch the episodes more than I already was. But yeah, lately I started doing it. We always keep there's a page that's just a show list that's like every episode listed out, and like their times and links to YouTube and all of that stuff and guests. And that's really helpful, especially for doing remix, because there's a little tab that shows like
if it's done
if it was remixed and what episode was remixed. Mm. And then you look back through the old episodes and you go like, okay, this one was remixed in this episode. So that way we don't repeat any content. Mm. But yeah, I feel like I'm going to try to start doing more episode write-ups on that stuff, just because it can be really helpful sometimes. But you know, it just,
it's gonna be what it is.
You have weeks like this week where it's just like so many shoots and just no time to do anything, and that makes it tough. But if I have some downtime, I would like to do more of those.
Hmm. Cool. What else? What else? Man, we went through a lot of stuff.
We did. Sort of
similar.
Tagging on to that last one was I've also been going through all of the YouTube videos on the Scam School channel and messing with annotations and titles. That's kind of what spawned the game, because I was looking at a bunch of titles, and we also had a very very heated discussion on Slack one night, because which episode spawned that? It was a Scam School episode.
It was yours, I think.
Yeah. It was the snap wrenches in half.
Yes.
That's what it was. Cause I remember us talking about the ampersand quite a bit.
And so the issue was,
originally I had so our process typically ends up being, one of us will, like, for a week that I'm working on something, I will edit together an episode of Scam School. I will throw it up on Vessel, because we're contractually obligated to do that. And then Brian doesn't really pay that much attention to Vessel, so I end up doing all of the description and titling and all that stuff for my episode on Vessel.
And most of that is going to be fine as is, but the title is the big thing that Brian sort of wants to check on or tweak.
Yeah. And so then, you know, a week later, I will...
Which, can you really blame them if in the past there were episodes that were, you know, being titled by, you know, the people putting it up?
But as... Hold on.
Like, knowing some of Brian's title tendencies, like, looking at some of those old episodes, I can tell Brian had a hand in some of those. So
the episode goes up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Brian changes it.
Yeah, so it'll go up on YouTube, and Brian usually won't change it till like an hour or two after it goes live, and then he's like, "Oh, well, let's change this." And sometimes
that's why I try to bug him before, so that doesn't happen. Yeah. So that we don't have mismatches in other places.
Yeah, so we have like a lot of mismatches on Test Tube and stuff, where it's just like it's a real pain to go back and be like, "Well, Brian wanted to change the title, so let's change it over here."
Right.
Sometimes he doesn't change them at all. Sometimes he'll be like, let's change like these two words. Let's add some exclamations on the end. And so, sometimes he'll just rework it wholesale.
So this is your message at 8:57 p.m., an hour after the episode should have gone up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, Brian, you're a monster. Why would you remove all the capitalization from the title?
Yeah.
He had rewritten out the title in sentence capitalization.
So there are different styles of titling. Brian was under the impression that if there's any punctuation in the title, do sentence case.
This is what he said. I had it all capitalized and then thought, quote, wait, no, the rule is that once I put an exclamation mark on it, it's now a sentence. And in sentence titles, you're not allowed to capitalize every word. Now, he doesn't believe that's correct, but that's what he believed at the time.
Sure.
And so there was a heated debate of how and when and if sentence titling is even a thing in that case. It went on for a little bit.
It's something I'm very passionate about.
I like to imagine that this is like a problem throughout all media creators. Like J.J. Abrams is sitting on Twitter and he's like, what the hell is The Force Awakens? He's like,
The Force Awakens should be sentence case. What are
well,
you doing?
No, I'm saying like they name it something else and he's like, what is the trailer for The Force Awakens? What is this movie? And then he's like, oh, this is, you know, Remnants of the Empire. This is the movie I'm ever gonna. Like, how many people are just, you know, those title things go through so many hands.
Though I imagine in like big media, the bigger issue is whether to do standard title capitalization or all caps. Because there are some places where they're real stringent about stuff being all caps.
Sure.
In like specific branding.
Yeah, there's some places that do all caps, some places do AP style, some places do Chicago, although there's not actually a tremendous difference in title stuff.
Like,
for that.
Like,
but
whenever I see someone write about like Kurosawa movies, they always all caps all the letters in the title.
Oh yeah, people do that, especially on like Twitter where you can't italicize it. People do that. I'm always like, just freaking, you don't have to all cap the thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially because that's like not even, I don't know, that's not even the most accurate. There are certain ways to translate types of writing between Japanese and English.
I do bet on Star Wars though that there were probably people really mad who worked on the movie that they dropped the episode 7 out of all of the like titling stuff. Because I know really? If I worked on the movie I would have been pissed, because that's like the thing that's like, especially because you're going to run into that problem branding with Rogue One. It's not an episode thing, and so it's like, well, you want to make sure they know this is an episode and that one's a different thing, and it's like, well, why are you dropping the episode? That's the whole thing.
Well, aren't they calling it Star Wars Stories? Or I think they're putting in a new word or something.
Yeah, but they're not gonna be, if they're taking Episode 7 out of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, they're not gonna be like a Star Wars story told by George Lucas called a Rogue One.
No,
like they're not gonna.
Okay,
I'm exaggerating it obviously, but. It's going to be
Star Story.
I feel like it's still going to be like Star Wars : Rogue One. I feel like they're going to do that, but anyway, not to make it a Star Wars.
All of these arguments are happening in Hollywood right now, so top men are fighting it out.
The most important thing is that once you find a style, you stick with it.
That's why the Star Wars thing bothers me.
Yeah,
they had their style,
sure,
and they just dropped it.
And so consistency is what your big argument is in all this brand.
Yeah. And just recently, just 3 days ago, I'm assuming Brian came up with the Rubik's Cube title, or at least appended it, because it doesn't have a consistent style within itself. Within itself.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up because I don't remember. I know because for the behind the scams, I usually will do those Thursday night and just put them up.
No, I was there Friday. When the change was made there. I can't tell you exactly what happened.
Oh my god!
I do know that was.
It's solve a Rubik's cube. That's in title case. Instantly all caps. Four periods and a space.
Four periods.
And then with magic.
The four periods is probably an unintentional fault of mine. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Because I think originally I had solve a Rubik's Cube in seconds with magic in title caps.
Okay.
But this is, this should be tweaked.
It should be. And so I was going back through old episodes that were titled kind of similarly and just like fixing the capitalization where it should be.
I think so there would you capitalize, you would keep with lowercase though, right?
No,
because it's a four letter word. With and magic would get capital W, capital N.
There are some styles that do
articles
That differ between four and five letter words, but in both cases, with would be capitalized in this case.
Boom.
Really good resource for the people out there who have their own titling quandaries. Titlecapitalization.com. It just does it for you.
Really?
Yeah. It's really fantastic.
So let's copy this. Hold on. Let's go to the Scam School page. Oh, there we go. We'll just copy. We'll go here. We'll paste and delete some of this extra fluff.
It already did it for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it did.
Yeah, it does it automatically.
Capitalize words with four or more letters, AP style, five or more letters, and then do not capitalize based on length of word. Interesting.
They're all the same there.
Yep. Yeah.
Which so proves that no matter what style you use, it's wrong the way it is.
That's awesome.
They even list some of the rules here. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Beef. Beef. The beef has been served.
Yeah. But also, while I was doing that, I was looking at annotations. And
yeah, some of those old episodes have are rough with annotations.
Yeah. If you look at like the analytics of that, sometimes there are episodes where it's like 50% close rate, mm-hmm. where it's like if 20,000 people saw the episode, 10,000 people closed that annotation, mm-hmm. which is a lot. And those end up being like annotations that are really big and last for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of the old episodes had like a subscribe annotation for like 8 minutes of the episode, just like the entire episode. Mm-hmm. And so I went and just ripped those out. And some of them were like really gaudy, like big vibrant colors and big text and stuff. And I just like
trimmed that up and modernized it. Scam School episodes, I remember, had that.
Yeah.
And there have been some where very timely annotations have been put in. Mm. Like there was one promoting Brian's D News event last year.
Sure.
That I don't think we knew that annotation had been put in, but it also didn't get removed after the fact. So you had a link going to this external event page for something that happened months ago.
Yeah, and there was one episode that I found and it was like, watch next week's episode of Scam School now, and it was like a broken link, and it's like, well,
yeah,
you can okay.
Well, there was that there when annotations were new. I think Revision 3 was going in and putting all those in, mm-hmm. and they had their specific way that they were doing it for everything, and so I think that's where you got a lot of that stuff, and it was like, well, at some point it was like, well, you know, we can either not do anything about it or
because it takes a certain amount of time,
going through and being bored out of your mind, you know. But
and there was also a period of time where I think it was before we fully took over publishing on our own, but we were still making episodes, and they would do annotations for like the CTA, and then it would like start super early, so you'd just be watching the video, Brian's walking down the street, and a bunch of annotations pop up to links of things that aren't on the video yet. So I went and trimmed up some of those as well. Just a lot of my neuroses shining through this month.
One, it doesn't help that annotations are clearly like YouTube is clearly taken, like YouTube is just like continuing to allow you to do annotations, right? Because if they had it their way, everybody would use cards,
right?
Which is the little eye bubble.
And you can only use five.
But also maybe five is enough.
Yeah, if you use more than one, it gets kind of funky with how it looks.
So like the annotation system like is pretty much how it's been for the past, like, I think the last couple things that they've added is you can link to like Kickstarters and Google Plus pages, which is it's just like even working with the system, like I've had it regularly break on me, like where it'll just get in a nonstop loop, and so I have to stop and save and refresh the page and get like back to the time.
Actually implementing those annotations can be real rough sometimes.
Those spotlight annotations are nice with the we use them on the Behind the Scam episodes because you guys put the like scams
lower third.
And that works. It looks so cool with it, I think, and it really works well. But yeah, those other ones where it's like, you know, they have a look to them, but it's not particularly
well. Especially like the speech cards bubble one, really nice. Yeah, or like the one that looks like a post-it note,
like a bright red background.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, people may have noticed on the last Scam School episode that went up, and going forward, we are no longer using the test tube tags.
Yeah.
At the start and end of the show, or the bug, the little right. test tube bug.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working with test tube and Discovery.
Sure.
So don't fret, but
they're just like, yeah, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, we don't need to do it anymore. And I think it's nice because I don't know, when I will go through and like pick out links for the CTA or something, like it always just hits me that every episode starts off with that little jingle. Mm-hmm. And it's nice that we can just kind of get just a little faster into the show.
And also, like, on some level, like, that jingle ends up being, like, when you have, like, a song you like as a ringtone,
mm-hmm.
and then you hear it
a lot,
and then you're like, and so now, like, clear and free of that,
mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah.
So don't need to fret. There's not...
I was freaking out.
Were you freaking out?
No.
Oh. This is not a good bit. If this was We Have Concerns, we would be in the middle of a bit right now. it's we're aware that it is a thing, and we're all cool. Everybody's cool, bro.
Yeah.
Hang 10.
Sure. Yep. Surfing the web.
Yeah. It's a very visual joke.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else? Do we want to talk about the new LOV?
Sure.
We got a new LOV. Oh, we talked about this last week or last month. We had bought the new LOV mic, the little clip on mics that you'll see in Scam School and all the and all the videos. We got a new one that is like it's got a sticky part and it goes under the shirt, so you don't actually see the microphone.
Right. Yeah.
Though I noticed when we're shooting that I can see the like the bump of it, and so I wonder if maybe it goes on the sternum to kind of hide it.
We tried that during stand-ups, and it just makes rustling noise with the shirt.
Okay.
Whereas it's quieter if it's rubbing up against your skin than fabric.
Okay, but in any case, so like the stand-ups have it. The new Bot and Rogues that we just shot have it. The Scam School, we used it at the Scam School the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So those have it, so you'll see those in a few weeks also.
For the record, I also did not recognize, I thought Brian didn't have his mic on. I was like, why is everyone, Brian's not even mic'd. And then I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
Except I waited for, because I was like, he probably is mic'd and something happened, I just don't know or I can't see it.
Right.
So I waited till there was a break anyway, and then everyone's like, "That's right, you stupid idiots!" Right? No, everyone was cool about it, but it was definitely there. And you know, once you know what you're looking for, you know what you're looking for, you can spot it. But, yeah,
it sounds pretty good, at least from the little sample audio I've dug into.
Yeah, it's nice. You do sometimes hear a little bit of the rustling, but it's not enough to where you'd be like, "Oh man, like this is on your shirt, dude." Like, it's pretty good. And it's got a thing on it, a little fuzzy thing that sort of dampens some of the fabric sounds.
Yeah.
And then I think we got a new one we ordered one for Jason, or we're about to, so that when we do Modern Rogues, he can have one too.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And that came all hot off the press of missing audio, which was a fun experience. I feel like that might have been, like, your first experience of a production crisis. Am I mistaken in that? Or at least here?
I would say
I mean,
on this level, yes. Yeah,
on some level, we always have a production crisis going on.
Well, because last month we talked about the muting during the Taco Bell episode. Yeah. And so I don't know how much you want to talk about this.
Yeah.
But we had...
We shot a handful of episodes in a new place, and we were feeling pretty good about them. Yeah.
The bar, our contact there loved us. We had some good episodes and some
just pouring salt in the wound, man. It's like
I'm just trying to contextualize it.
Yeah, no. And we came out of it with three episodes, and then came back to like offload footage and stuff, and we're like, everything's good, going about things. And we got to a point to where we had one episode left from the Handlebar, which is going up
this week on YouTube.
Mm. And outside of that, we just had these three new episodes.
Oh, really? I thought we had a few more in the bank.
No.
Oh, okay.
So it was like it was coming down to the wire, and I was like, oh well, I'll do one of these new episodes, and then we'll like mix it because we do a lot of alternating with episode audio. Releases.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I pulled up all the footage and I was like, I don't see the audio here. Well, I'll go check this station where we archive all of our footage after shoots and stuff. Mm. And then it was down, and then Bonnie restarted it, and I was like, okay, well, let's just jump in here. And it's like, yeah. Well, it's not there either. So
we're doing after show for Night Attack.
Yeah.
And you hit me up on Slack. Hey, can you check?
Which was really funny to me because I was like, I sat there for a long time with the message asking you to go check that stuff because I didn't want to like do it in the middle of the show. And then I was like, well, I'll do
no, that's after good that the you show. Waited.
and then I was like, Brian was like, oh, should we call it early? And then they were like, let's play Hearthstone.
That's
and
right.
I was like, oh, this is going to take forever. I'm just going to, okay. Just
oh, no, that's go, perfect. Yeah. Cause I was definitely walking in and out and checking the cards, and so what had happened is you had shot stand-ups the day before,
yeah,
and the card
and formatted the card and had audio from that on it. So we lost all the audio from that, but we have a plan to resurrect one of those episodes, and then we're just going to reshoot the other two. Mm-hmm.
What if it like shows up someday? But when you're like 60,
all the audio stuff.
Yeah, but when you're like 60, you're like, there it is.
These audio files. I've looked for you for so long.
And the audio files are like, I have my own family now. Dies. <eyes. laughs> like I even tried to do a little recovery on the card.
Mm-hmm.
The Look Into My Eyes Scam School ad, the one when this was the day or two after we got the slider, it's the slow zoom one on Brian. The way that ad is, it's him sitting at the desk there, and mm-hmm. he says, hey, look into my eyes, and then it's a slow silent pan and he's just looking at the camera, but there's a voiceover of him saying the thing, and then at the end he says the him on camera says a line. And so we recorded audio with the lav mics instead of just anything here because it looked a little better. And I didn't format that card before we started editing, and it wasn't one of our typical audio cards. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't in the right format. It wasn't the right file system, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I took it home, it was like, nah, you're going to have to format this card, which is right. Like bad news bears.
Sure.
And especially for the voiceover, the monologue where he's not speaking on camera, it was really tough because he was looking at the camera and recording it through the lav mic. So we didn't even have on-camera audio for that. So I had to get this tool to like scrub the card to find anything, and we had just enough of one take to put it in the episode, and then we used the camera audio for the on-screen stuff, which is fine because it was kind of a grungy, older sort of feel like always. And so I had that tool, and I tried to use that, and it's static. It's all static.
Mm.
That was a little rough. But we have plans to salvage one and just reshoot more.
So that'll probably come out within this next month. I'll probably work on that as my next episode just to kind of get it out of the way. It's going to take a lot of work, but it should be fun.
Without spoiling it, we might have a fun behind the scenes thing for the Scam Stuff channel.
Yeah,
possibly
that relates to that
how
release.
We're going to save it. Yeah,
yeah. The good thing is we didn't shoot like six episodes that night or anything. We shot three.
Yeah, I keep flashing back to that. There was like a moment where I was like, should we do more? And then it was like,
because we were like, we,
and I was like, and part of me was like, oh, I wish we did more. And
then yeah, because like, we finished like an hour early, but I think it was getting darker and
a bunch of people had come in from like a volleyball group or something.
Right, the group that all had dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. and volleyball.
You get it, people who are listening. That's enough information for you.
And so so we also instituted some new procedure. We have more card cases, and we have a different style of things. And also we have a production sheet that I use to keep track of what episodes are shot when, and now those also
have card information.
I have card information, so that way I can cross-reference that while I'm offloading everything.
Oh, good.
But yeah, that whole shoot was real weird because I was in a super weird mood that whole day. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and that didn't help things. And then we get back and I'm offloading stuff, and Brent's like, "Have you seen Starship Troopers? We're gonna watch Starship Troopers." So I'm like offloading, and I was pretty much right at the end when he started the movie. But I was I'm watching this movie now, and so I'm sure that also didn't help with checking to make sure that everything was. Everything was there.
Mm-mm. That's how I watched Gravity, is because he made me watch the first 20 minutes of it.
Sounds about right.
But it's fun. We're learning. It's like we've come out of this. Nothing is that bad. And
we've had some rough situations in the past. Like there was an episode where I, before we had any card cases, I formatted and overwrote a full two or three episodes worth of one camera.
Yeah.
So we only had two cameras for those handful of episodes.
That's right.
You can at least definitely work around that.
You can, mm-hmm, depending on what camera you lose.
Right.
Because I think, was it one of Curly's episodes that also had something like that happen?
Right. Was it the condom one? I think it was one of those two.
Yeah.
And that was the master shot.
Maybe.
Yes, because it was the GH4.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And so we've had stuff like that happen sometimes, and sometimes you can work around it, sometimes you can't. But the audio is the one thing that you can't lose, right? Because otherwise there's no salvaging on-camera audio. But we have plans.
Yeah. I've been watching I had a little lazy day the other day and spent all day watching this Japanese YouTube channel where they do physical games and stuff.
Okay.
And it's interesting seeing their style of production, because they don't do any lav mics. They have a handy cam and a GoPro, and they just, I think they have a little a consumer shotgun mic for the handy cam, but that's all the audio that they pull. And it still sounds all right. Now it's subtitled, so that kind of eases any difficulty hearing the audio that I would have, right? But I've been watching that a lot, and it's interesting what they're able to pull off with a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a notable difference in quality.
Gotcha. 100 hour no sleep challenge.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
It's such a good series.
That one is so short. Every video is so short.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I made it through most of it. And then I think I just skipped to the end.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Classic.
There's doing a new Gacha Bike series in a week or two.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't know Gacha Bike?
No.
Oh, you should go back and watch the old Gacha Bike.
All right.
It's good. Hmm. This
Japanese
is great
stuff, man.
We do have, I think we're about at time, but we do have a question from our buddy Charles.
Yeah, and this came in right at the beginning of the month because I was working on my philosophy of Game School Design video, which I swear is going to come out one of these days whenever I find some time. I have all the audio recorded. I just need reference video to implement. So I asked, hey, what are some things about Game School production that you would like to know? And he had this question, which I didn't feel fit in the video very well, but we could talk about it a little bit here.
Yeah.
So he asks, I'd like to know about release schedules and processes with TestTube, which is actually really simple. So we just, as far as Scam School videos go, Bryce and I alternate edits every week. And so I'll edit a Scam School and I'll put it out to Vessel, and it won't have an ad. It won't have certain things, but it's more or less the same as the TestTube thing. Mm-hmm. Just without the ad. And then
the next week,
We post three versions. One goes to YouTube, one goes to Test Tube. The Test Tube is the same as the YouTube, except it doesn't have a CTA at the end, which is like, hey, click on this video for more videos. Mm-hmm. And then
there's an AR
there's feed. There's an AR feed that goes out to like MSN Video or like just a bunch of different random stuff. It used to go out to Hulu. I don't know if it still does.
Yeah, if you're watching on Hulu, it went there. And so that doesn't have the ad or the CTA.
Doesn't have the ad or the CTA. Yeah. And is also supposed to have stuff cut out that like references other websites to some degree.
I think, I don't know. We haven't heard anything about that in a while, so I think we're good.
It's been a while since I've heard any comments on that stuff, but I know early on they were pretty aggressive about it.
So, I mean, it's basically...
So we upload everything through TestTube's own like proprietary uploading system.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we put all the YouTube information, and there mm-hmm. are tags that are automatically part of it, and then we can add more tags and upload the different versions and thumbnails. And mm-hmm. Vessel has a very similar
system
back-end. Content. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, we upload it through there and schedule it, and then it kind of sends it out to, well, it like processes it on their servers and then creates like the different versions that it needs. And then it sends those out to everywhere that it needs to go to. And then we'll go into like YouTube and do annotations by hand and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's pretty simple. Mostly TestTube for us ends up being just like our hub that we upload stuff to.
Mm-hmm. And that's just Scam School and Scam School Remix.
Right.
That goes through that process. Through the Test Tube backend system.
Yes.
That's a little bit it's not as complicated as it sounds with the three different edits and all these different it's not very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
once you get like a system down, it's really easy.
All right, so I think that's going to wrap it up for us for this February edition of the Bazaar Briefing. Brant,
hey,
what are you up to? Do you want to plug anything?
You know, just working and stuff.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/gadwag, GATOWAG. I'll respond to you there.
John, what's up with you?
Not too much new with me. Still working stuff. Yeah, nothing too interesting. But twitter.com/JohnTilton, no H in John. Mm. That's all I got.
That's it. You can find me on Twitter at Brycas, BRYCAS. Find me on Twitch at Brycas, BRYCAS. The show, you can just go to neshcom.com/TBB. There are links in the description if you're watching this on YouTube to subscribe to the RSS, get us on iTunes. Or if you want to follow us on YouTube and get these when they come out, go to youtube.com/scamstuff. And that's going to do it. We will see you guys.
Coming up next month?
Yeah.
We got that weird episode of Scam School. Mm-hmm. We got some Modern Rogues. Those should be coming out pretty soon. Theoretically, I was thinking about doing like a Scam School gear video.
Oh, cool.
Somebody on Twitter was like, hey, what kind of stuff do you use for Scam School? Like, they were especially thinking about Lavs because they're in the market to buy Lav and stuff. And I was like, you know, this would probably make a good video to like sit down with all of our like a what's in your bag kind of video. Mm-hmm. With just like all of our production stuff. So maybe we'll do that at some point.
And also,
we should also with Scam Stuff, should be out by the time we record our next episode, but we should have one of the more fun to talk about.
Talking to you, Mike.
Oh, sorry. By the time next Bazaar Briefing rolls around, we should have what I think will be one of the most fun for us to talk about products, especially if both of you help shoot the episode, because you will by default have to experience some of these awesome things.
Oh, I heard you guys talk about this.
But so don't give anything away, but it should be really fun to talk about on this too.
And also by the time we do the next episode, we will be on the other side of South by Southwest.
Yes.
And so hopefully all that stuff will be out, but we'll be able to talk about all the fun stories of getting to see you guys. Yeah. Just follow us on Twitter. You'll see where everybody's at.
Sure.
Until next time, it's been the Bazaar Briefing.
Later.
Bye.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.